Rashi. I'm having a lot of fun. Gemara Rashi.
What happened to the Aktsos you were going
to
do?
Yeah, we didn't get to it yet. So I have to, maybe we'll get to it today and probably get to it next week. Hopefully we'll get to it today. But it's a sugya. So I don't think we'll finish it today. Maybe we'll just start it today. We'll see. Okay, let me just wait one more minute. Okay. I think we can start. 8 o'clock. I like starting on time. This way we start on time.
We finish on time.
I don't know if we finish on time. It's a Messiah to finish on time. Did the Reshiva ever finish on time?
No.
I don't think ever.
I don't know ever, but...
probably never. I don't know if he ever started on time either. Okay. Shiva was... They say, the rumors say that the Rebbetzin was going to drop him because he was coming late for their dates. That's what the rumors say. Shiva was a little bit in a mind of in his mind.
Shiva was never late because she early started when Shiva showed up.
Right. Shiva. Yes. Anyway, but I'm just, okay. Rav Trump, that was Rebbetzin's father, was a very, very punctual person. It's just the opposite. I tell you, I used to have the job in the yeshiva of Avram Trump used to daven. He used to live in the yeshiva's house. The yeshiva would drive him to Minyan in the morning. Then the yeshiva usually stayed after davening. And I had a job to walk Rav Trump out after davening. There was someone supposed to would drive him back. I don't remember who drove him back every day. Well, my job was to walk him out of the base medrash to the car. So I remember one year that there was Rabbi Kalter, who was a Yeki, that was an Avel. He davened every day for the Amid. So we were walking out. I was walking out Rav Trupp, and Rav Trupp bumps into Rabbi Kalter. And he says to him, "I don't understand you." He says, "Every day you finish davening at exactly the same time. How is that possible? One day you should have more kavana, one day less kavana. Every day the exact same time." All right, that was a different a Litvak and a Yaki. But okay, but Rav Trump was very punctual too. But okay. All right. Anyway, let's go back and throw in the Gemara. So we're almost finished with the Gemara. So the Gemara said, at a pircha on Rav Chiya's Kavah Chaymer, the Gemara thought Rav Chiya's Kavah Chaymer is that Piv is greater, Edom is greater than Piv, because Edom is Mechayiv Knas, and Piv is not Mechayiv Knas. So they asked the pircha, Edom is not Mechayiv Karban, and Piv is Mechayiv Karban. So they said, he was like Rav Meir. A mayor holds that Edom is also Mechayev Karban. He had a different Kavah Chomer, not the same Kavah Chomer as Rav Chiya, because if you bring the Midei Misa Chomer, surely you bring the Midei Karban HaKal. Okay. So Mara says, Ela, not a bish, she came Mechayev HaShem. So Mara says, HaShem Ayin Karban. And a Maya Bekiv, she came Mechayev HaChomish. Hello, Kasha. Priya Grammeyer, Sirday. Kiechen Mechaive Carbon, Kavachomer, Mechaive Chaibish, the Kavachom. So it's very interesting, the Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamina that, now the Gemara already asked him Carbon. The Gemara said, Rav Chiya holds like Grammeyer. Oshem and Chaimish. Well, if you're already saying that Chia holds like Rav Meir, so what's the problem? So the question is, did the Gemara in the Havamina, what did the Gemara think? What did they think Rav Meir held by Korban and by Oshem and Chaimish?
Oshem could be, there are Oshems that are Chayiv even if somebody's been mazed.
I understand. Okay. Fine. So how still that doesn't, the Gemara is asking on Rav Chia that you're making a Kal v'chomer that Edim is more chomer than Piv, but we see by Hashem Piv is more chomer. Now, he answered that Hashem hainu korban. That just like Rav Meir learned out from the Kal v'chomer, if you're madach, it brings you to De Misa Chamura, surely it brings you to Korban HaKal. So you have the same exact Kal v'chomer by Hashem. Madach, it brings you to Misa Chamura, surely it brings you to Hashem HaKal. So what was the Gemara thinking when they asked the question? Gemara answers, something, did they know, what did they think Rav Meir held by Hashem?
Maybe Ashram is like a more specific type of carbon that has, it's not just a general, like, you know, the parody of Mechayev. Ashram is like a very specific type of thing, maybe.
So you're saying...
That's the course says, like, Ashram Hainu carbon, no? It's like, well, and then the course answers, like, so Ashram Hainu carbon.
I guess, you know, something I like, for clarity, yes or no. So what did they think Rav Meir would hold by Ashram?
Maybe...
Like the Chachamim.
So he's saying Rav Meir held that by Ashram, Edim would not be Mechayev. The really question is that they thought, okay, granted, you hold like Rav Meir, but Rav Meir only says is the a tremendous kasha. How could the Gemara think that Rav Meir didn't say his din by Hashem? If Rav Meir didn't say his din by Hashem, so then Hashem is a pircha on Rav Meir too. Rav Meir got his din from also from a Kal v'chomer. Rav Meir got, I mean, it was a different Kal v'chomer.
That's what I was answering the question.
Rav Meir gets his din from a Kal v'chomer. In my mechayvo misa chamura, let me get the Lashon in. So Mimanashach, if that cow chaimer, if Rameyer, why can't I ask Rameyer also? Rameyer, how can you make this cow chaimer? Hashem yochiach. The Gemara is asking on Rav Chia, why don't they ask Rameyer? So Edamai, it's mukhruch that you hold like Rav Meir. You have to hold that Hashem also, Edim is Mechayev. So then what do you want? We said, we already said Rav Chia holds like Rav Meir. So Rav Meir, the Gemara is very difficult. The Gemara already said Rav Chia holds like Rav Meir. So if Rav Meir, by definition, has to hold his din by Hashem, so then Rav Chia also has to hold his din by Hashem. Teretz is, you have to say that Rav Meir doesn't have to hold his din by Hashem. Why not? You have to say, you have his Kal v'chomer. And if there's some reason not, so then Hashem should be a pircha on Rav Meir's Kal v'chomer. Gemara only asks it on Rav Chia. They don't ask it on Rav Meir.
Because they don't. Can you speak out? What is the pircha exactly from Hashem?
The Gemara seems to assume that Hashem, Edim are not Mechayev Hashem. Right? That's what the Gemara seems to assume.
Because?
And therefore, the Gemara, what?
Because?
I don't know why, because. That's what the Gemara assumes. Because that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, and Gemara says, Madapiv shekem mechayvo ashem. What do they mean to say? Madapiv shekem mechayvo ashem. That Edim are not mechayvo ashem. Now, we already said, right, that's been shown the Gemara. So, I mean, the Gemara is assuming that Edim is not mechayvo ashem. Why the Gemara assume that, I don't know. But that's what the Gemara assumes. Now, we already said...
That because it's kaparas nafsho or something like that?
I don't know. I'm leaving it ambiguous. But I don't know. Sometimes you have to work with an X factor. There's some reason, the Gemara assumed Now, it can't be too good of an assumption because the Maskana dropped it. But the Gemara assumed that Oshim is not Mechayev al pi eid. And based on that, they had a kasha on Rav Chiya. So I'm saying, why did they go ahead and just like they're asking on there from Rav Chiya, they should ask a better kasha. They should ask on Rav Meir. Because we just said Rav Chiya Savar ki Rav Meir. So just like you're slugging up Rav Chiya's Kav HaChomer with Hashem, you should slug up Rav Meir's Kav HaChomer with Hashem.
But don't karbanos, there are like different types of karbanos. So like there's like a chatas and an asham and an olivirin and so on. So one specific karban, maybe Adam, the karban of Rechayev is a different karban. Like you can't say a specific karban.
I understand, but Rav Meir's Kav HaChomer was that madach, if you're Mechayev to Misa Chamura, surely you're Mechayev karban akal.
Why is that
the same thing? Madach, you're Mechayev Misa Chamura, surely you can mechayev Asham HaKal.
No, but how does that follow? Maybe you mechayev a carbon, but it's not going to be an Asham. Maybe the carbon for Adam is a different carbon.
Same Kavachomer. If I can mechayev Misa Chamura, then I should be able to mechayev Asham HaKal.
Who says the type of carbon is a pure function of just a Chomer?
I'm saying the same, it's the exact same Kavachomer.
As long as Adam are mechayev a carbon Stam, so then there's no kasha, but they should also be mechayev an asham. They're mechayev a carbon.
I don't agree with you. Because
the kavachomer is not going to tell you that you should be mechayev an asham if you mechayev a chatas.
You should be mechayev all the cows, not just some of the cows.
No, but carbonos are specific. Carbonos are specific. Rabbi, a carbon for like Adam is going to be mechayev a chatas or
oil or something. I would assume that Rameyer's kavachomer should carry over to asham. Adamai, the Gemara had some havamina that Hashem it doesn't. Maybe there's a pasuk by Hashem. I don't know. Maybe let's say the Gemara's havamina was that there's some special pasuk.
Tosos does so bring that there's a pasuk.
So then it's a kasha Rameyer too. Why is it only a? There's really two kashas on the floor. I'm playing games. There's two questions. One question is, why in the world did the Gemara think that Hashem is different than carbon? Since they already said the din by carbon, and they learned out carbon from this Kal V'Chomer, and that Kal V'Chomer applies to Hashem too. So why in the world did the Gemara think that Hashem is different? Obviously, Hashem is the same as carbon because you have the exact same Kal V'Chomer. The same exact source that Rav Meir learned his din to carbon based on this Kal V'Chomer, he would apply it to Hashem. Adamai, you'll say there's some reason. I'd say that you'll say the answer is there's a pasuk. So if there's a pasuk, so granted, then it's a pircha on Rav Meir. So what is he? So why is the Gemara starting up with Rav Chiya? Start up with Rav Meir.
The Gemara says that Rebbe's right. Rebbe said B'chol Masayim Mana Vadev. The Gemara is going to argue on that Kal V'Chomer, especially Rebbe said it's the Pash Kal V'Chomer. Now the Shaila we had is the Svaras HaChachamim that said Ma Ilu Yamer. There's a Migu, and he could say Mezid Isi by Asham. Rashi explains that he needs his Hoida. Rashi specifically points out that it's a case of Hoida, so we need his Hoida. So over by the other cases, normally he could say, listen, believe me that I didn't eat because I could do this, I could do that. Over here, it's much closer. It's much, whatever the English word, it's much closer to we see the piv working. So maybe then we would say, Rameyer's moita the chachamim to this mal the shaker.
Okay, but that's very radical because the chachamim's mal the shaker was very difficult as it was. And to say that the Rameyer is made that Acham is mali the shaker, okay. In this case, I hear it's not a possibility, but it doesn't sound. You know, it's as it is. It's almost like diet sara b'shaita. It's like it was bad. It was hard enough to understand how the Acham could have a migui. So we said, yeah, we were trying to say because there's a pasuk, so the migui hides behind the pasuk. But so so we're gonna do it in Rav Meir, and then I would still say that it should be a pircha in Rav Meir, just like it's a pircha and the Rabbanan. Okay,
if an Asham by definition, I think this is what Shmuel was asking, but maybe not. If the Asham by definition is based on his Hodah, so then how would you fit it in that that the Adam would create an Asham?
Okay, apparently the Gemara did not assume that Asham is based on Hodah. Chayra. I don't understand. So then the Gemara, I hear, but if that's the case, then what was the Gemara's Kash or Rafia either? In other words, you're saying that Asham is a special din that's based on Hodah, and therefore it's not, and Adam have no, the reason why Adam are not Bechai of Asham is not because of a lack of Nemanis, it's because Asham needs Hodah. So then what's the Kash or Rafia? Rafia is the same thing. You can say, well, you know, that's sort of the problem. I hear what you're saying. You're saying, to answer it in a sense, that the, you know why the Gemara said, you know, you're giving, let's take it back, because there is some value what you're saying. Not just that, it's good, but it just doesn't fully answer the question. But it gets us there, starts us there. I wanted to know, why did the Gemara think that Rav Meir would agree to Rachamim by Asham? And if he does agree by Asham, so why isn't that a Pirchan Rabineya ben Rav Meir? So you're saying, because Asham is a different type of carbon, Asham is based on Hodah, based on the Pasuk, and therefore, since Asham is a different type of carbon, so you can't say, but if Adam give you Misa, Adam give you Asham, because the Asham is not coming based on evidence. You know, it's not the evidence that's Machai of you, the Asham. It's your Hodah. It's a special requirement. You know, it's the fact that you want to be Maida. So it's not a, it doesn't go in Rameir's Kavachomer. Rameir's Kavachomer says, if Adam is strong enough to prove your Chayim Misa, surely Adam should be strong enough to prove that you're Chayim Karban. But here, what does it help us that we have a proof? We need Hodah. Proof don't get us anywhere. But the question is, so if that's the case, so then why can't Rav Chiya say the same thing? What's the Gemara's Kash and Rav Chiya? Why can't Rav Chiya say, you know why, what do you point for me that Adam are not Mechayev Asham? That's because by Asham, you need Hodah. And Asham is a special din of Hodah. And it's not a lack of Adam. It's not a lack of the power of Adam. It's for it. It's because by Asham, there's a special requirement of Hodah. So why? Just like for the same reason that it's not a Pircha on Rav Meir, it should not be a Pircha on Rav Chiya.
Or in other words, what's the Gemara's Teretz? I know the card, what's the switch, right?
And the Teretz is, okay, the Teretz is that Asham is also Adam Gimachai, because that doesn't bother me. I'm just saying, but if Dr. Guanter is right, which I think he is right, because I think the Shita Mikubetza sort of says like him, that Asham is Chayiv, that there's an Asham, the Havamina held, that Asham is some kind of, in other words, Asham is not based on information. Asham is based on Hodah. It's a special requirement. You need Hodah, not because it's Hodah is a stronger information, because it's a stronger right. No, it's because even if we have 100% Vadai information, there's a requirement of Hodah. So Asham, Adam can't be Mechayiv you, because Adam just give us information, but information is not enough. We want Hodah. So therefore, Rameir's Kavachomer doesn't apply. Rameir says, if Adam is strong enough, if Bezdin believe in Adam so much that they're ready to kill you based on Adam, they're surely going to believe Adam to Mechayiv you a Korban. So yeah, they would also believe the Adam that you're Chayiv in Asham, but by Asham, you're missing an ingredient. another ingredient. It's not because we don't believe the Eidim that's why you're part of from Hashem. It's because Hashem needs a requirement of Haldah. Okay. That sounds very good. I think the Sheet of Megubetza says that. But then the problem, so that's why the Gemara held that Hashem, even Rameyer is Maideh, that Eidim cannot be Mechayiv Hashem. And because Rameyer is Kavachomer, does not teach you Hashem. So saying if Rameyer is Kavachomer, does not teach you Hashem, so L'chayra, it's not the same, because Hashem has nothing to do with it, because Hashem has a third requirement. So then Pashas, it shouldn't shlug up Rav Chiya's Kavachomer either, because Hashem is Potter for a side reason, because Hashem needs Haldah. It's not because Rav Chiya is only speaking a Kavachomer, whatever Haldah Nemanis does, Eidim do, but by Hashem it's not a lack of nemanis for something else. So how can that be? Why is that a pircha on Rav Chiya? Right. So that's, it's a little shver. The Maisa, I saw the Lechem Avirim ask this question, and he leaves it shver. He doesn't. He sort of asks this question. I don't know if he goes through all these steps, but the basic question is that if the Gemara assumed either it should be a Pircha and Rav Meir, or it shouldn't be a Pircha and Rav Chiya, but what's the difference?
Did we say that Rav Meir's Kavachomer is based on real logic as opposed to Rav Chiya's that's based on value?
Yeah, we did say something like that, yes.
So couldn't that backfire the other way? Meaning it's enough to knock off Rav Meir because the logic goes out the window, but the weight of the Kavachomer should still come in and make a problem.
Okay, that could be. That sounds like it. I'm assuming that is the way to probably answer it, yes. In other words, you're saying that Rav Meir was working with a much more rational Kavachomer. So when you're working with rational Kavachomers, so then the fact that Hashem is, like Dr. Quanta said, Hashem is a special din and hodah, then it's not rational anymore. Doesn't follow. But Rav Chiya is working with an irrational Kavachomer. And an irrational Kavachomer, it makes no difference that Hashem is nothing to do with anything. It doesn't make a difference. It's still a pircha in your Kavachomer, because Rav Chiya's Kavachomer is in itself comparing apples to oranges. In other words, Rav Chiya is going from Knas to Shrua, which not necessarily connected either. Because Rav Meir was sticking in things that were connected. He was going from Korban, Misa to Korban, which is just a question, do we believe you? But the reason why, the Eidim are not Mechayev Knas and Piv not, Pashas, is not because we don't believe you, it's because Moedev Knas Potter for a side reason. So Rav Chiya altogether was using, right? In other words, if I say, why is it that Haldah is not Mechayev Knas? It's not because we don't believe you. It's because of some side technicality. So Rav Chiya's whole Kavachomer said, I don't care if the reason why you're not Mechayev Knas is for a side reason. As long as I see mathematically a Kavachomer, I have a Kavachomer, right? Okay, in other words, I think Benny Sider is correct. In other words, the way it sounds like, this is, we combine Simon and Dr. Gawanter, it sounds okay. It sounds like this, that Rav Meir's Kavachomer was logical. Rav Chiya's Kavachomer was mathematical. Mathematical means like my Kavachomer, that if a washing machine can clean clothes and an airplane can't clean clothes, then a washing machine can fly since an airplane can fly. That's Rav Chiya's Kavachomer. Rav Meir's Kavachomer is logical. So, and Rav Chiya's Kavachomer is not logical, because what are you saying? If If Eidim Eg Mechayev Knas and Piv not, that Piv is not Mechayev Knas for a side reason. So why does that prove anything about Shua? But so it's mathematical. The Torah and the Maisa Eidim is more Chomer than Piv. So Eidim is more Chomer than Piv. So I have to be always more Chomer than Piv. So within Rav Chiya's Kava Chomer, who he's not working with logic, he's just working with mathematics. It's like closing his eyes to the logic. So then we can close it, just like we close our eyes to the logic of why Piv is not Mechayev Knas. We can close our eyes to the logic why Edim is not Mechayev Ashim, and it's a valid Bircha, because he's working with mathematical. While Rav Meir, who is working only with logic. So the fact that you find Ashim, which is a different track, so that doesn't affect the that's not a pircha on his Kal v'Chomer.
Doesn't that put us into a bit of a position going forward that you can't shlug up a Yesh Becham Masayim Mona Kal v'Chomer without a pircha? That sounds like a very nice pircha.
Yes, that's right. We're saying that a Yesh Becham Masayim Mona, you can only shlug up if you find a different Bechlal Messiah Mana that's not included. In other words, since you're coming mitzah logic of Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mana, so the only way to shlug that up is if you see there's a different something that's supposed to be Bechlal and it's not Bechlal. So we see we don't say Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mana. But if I show you something that's not supposed to be Bechlal Messiah, that would not shlug up that Kal v'Chomer. That's exactly what we're saying. So Rav Meir, who was working with a Kal v'Chomer of Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mana, so now the fact that you show me that you're part from Ashim, say that's because Ashim's not Bechlal Messiah. Ashim is a different din. Ashim is because of Hodah. Ashim is a form of tshuva. I don't know. So it's a whole different track. So the fact that you know Edom are not Mechayev it is because it's like I say, if a crane can pick up 100 pounds, it can surely pick up 50. Say, but a crane can't fly. So what? You know, that doesn't slug up my logic that if it can pick up 100 pounds, it can pick up 50. So the fact that the Edom can't do Ashim, which is like flying, which is a Dover Acher, so that doesn't slug up the Kal v'Chomer, Rameh's Kal v'Chomer.
It was almost like he's
Rav Chiya's Kal v'Chomer was comparing apples to oranges. He wasn't working with Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mana. He was going from if Edom is Mechayev Knas and Piv is not, so then Edom can do anything that Piv can't do. So then you got a Gasha. Well, just like you're comparing Piv a Knas, which has nothing to do with Shvuah, there's no connection. The reason why Piv can't do Knas and Edom could has nothing to do with anything to do with Shvuah, but you're still making a mathematical Kal v'Chomer, so then I have a pircha, that mathematically there's a pircha that Edom can't do Ashem.
There is the fact that the Lechem Avirim doesn't give this answer, should that give us pause on this?
It should give us pause, but it does sound like the Shita. I mean, I'll have to read it. I think the Shita does sound like, I don't know, no one say he says it clearly, that's for sure not. He said it clearly, we wouldn't get any credit.
It's almost like Rav Meir is saying, I never wanted to prove that Edom are stronger in all cases. I'm just trying to say that Edom are stronger in this case, and therefore you can't ask me a pircha from right. A random case by...
That's correct. That's what we're saying. Rav Meir was never using as broad as a Kal v'Chomer as Rav Chiya. Rav Meir was only saying, Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mana. Dr. Quant is saying that only works when you're exactly on the same track. But if there's a side thing, but you need an additional factor, you can't say Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mana. But the Shita seems to say that on the Chaimesh. He says that Chaimesh is a different thing. But the Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya, the fact that Moida Beknas Potter Pashtus has nothing to do with anything. You know that, and if you're using your logic, the fact that that Edim are mechayiv kenas and Hodah doesn't mechayiv kenas does not logically prove that Edim is better than Hodah, because the logic why Moedah b'kenas pater is pashas usvara, because since the guy's doing tshuva, he's pater. So it doesn't, it's not indicative. The Rav Chiya's whole Kal v'Chomer is not based on, you know, like a svara of Yesh B'Klal Masai Mana, because the fact that there's no indication of strength by the fact that Piv is made the glass butter. So Terry, did you have to say that Rav Chiya was making an illogical Kal v'Chomer, just purely based on mathematics, not based on logic? So then he says, listen, if you're just looking at the facts, but not the reason behind the facts, and you just, so then look at the facts of Ashim and Chaimesh. There's some exception why they're different. So that would be on you, that's a percha. On Rav Meir, it's not a percha.
Rabbi, could it be the fact that Maida B'Knas Pater, the mechanism kind of works like maybe the flip the way it does by Ashim, meaning, but Moedah B'Knas, he's Pater for a very similar reason for Ashim, why he's Chayiv, and that Kufa makes it more difficult for Rebchiah? Does that make sense?
I don't know. It's sounding too hard for me. Moedah B'Knas is Pater because seemingly you're doing Tshuva. Ashim is only, maybe also, Ashim is only Chayiv if you're Moedah.
Right.
Because you need this passion, it's because you're doing true.
Therefore, Gufa, it's a good question on Rukhia.
Okay. All right, fine.
And the Gemara answers that question and says, Hashem Hainu Karban, is that saying that a mayor would agree that his Kal v'Chomer applies to Nashem too? Because that would take it away from a Bechla Messiah Mana, no?
I don't know.
What else could it be?
It could be that only Rukhia would say it.
Also, it's a saying that
we need somebody to prove it from. We needed to prove it from Reb Meir that
I don't know if we need it to prove. I mean, you know, if it's, I mean, maybe the lashon is mashma, it's even Reb Meir, but I don't think they're bringing it's. In other words, it's still what we said is valid, because there obviously was a havamina that Reb Meir only said it by Korban and not by Ashim. Otherwise, the Gemara makes no sense. So the Gemara had a Havamina that Rav Meir only said it's in by Korban and not by Ashim. What's the basis of the Havamina? The Havamina is because there's Ashim is different. So and the Gemara in that Havamina did not think that Ashim is going to act as a pircha on Rav Meir. It's not going to be a pirch on Rav Meir. Right? According to the Gemara's Havamina, that Rav Meir didn't say it's din by Ashim. So how could Rav Meir say it's din by Korban? I have a pircha. You don't say it by Ashim, just like you don't say it by Ashim for whatever reason, you shouldn't say it by Korban. So that would be right if you said, like I was trying to set it up, but I was trying to trick you people, that the reason why Ashim is different is because there's a pasuk. But Dr. Gawan just said the reason why Ashim is different is because Ashim is a special din of Hodah. So then it's a different track. It's not a Xeris HaKosib. There's a logic why it's different. So then it's not a Pircha on Rav Meir, because it doesn't really fit into Rav Meir's Kal v'Chomer. But it would be a Pircha on Rav Chiya. That's why the Gemara is asking it on Rav Chiya. So that's a very good example of what we were saying yesterday. I thought it was that the Rav Meir's Kal v'Chomer and Rav Chiya's Kal v'Chomer are different types of Kal v'Chomers. Right? We said yesterday that Rav Meir's Kal v'Chomer has the ability to be doichik the pasuk, but Rav Chiya's Kal v'Chomer can't because it's not as strong. So now we're also saying that in Rav Meir's Kal v'Chomer, it's harder to shlug up because you need a pircha mineu bei in the yesh b'chla masayimana. On Rav Chiya's Kal v'Chomer, you can fly through Shas. Anywhere in Shas, where you find some halacha that for any reason whatsoever, even if it has some side reason, that Eidim is not as good as Piv, then you shlag up Rav Chiya's Kava Chaimer. Okay.
When does the halacha of Chumash come in? What's the...
Okay, I'm not so clear on Chumash. I see in the Shita, ask this Kasha, if you have a Shita, there's a little teeny Shita. He says, I'll read it to you, because the Gemara says, Ma'ada Piv Shekei Mechaiva Chumash. That, and the Gemara assumed that Chumash, Rameyer, would not say it's in by Chumash. The Gemara answers, he said it by Chumash too. All right, that's the Gemara's answer. Same Kava Chumash. So says the Sheet the Mekubet says, Kashari. Now, we're only doing this on the Chumash, not on the Asher. Kashari, the Karide, Amai Karide. What was the Gemara's Hapamina? Why did they think that Rameyer argues by Chumash? B'yesh Leimar. The Sauga Daita Kimadein Chomesh Ma'age Vakapara Lo Plige Rameyer. That Chomesh is different. In other words, Chomesh is not for Kapara. And there's a coin, what they sound like they're saying that Misa and Korban both bring about Kapara. Person who gets Misa, that's a way of Kapara for him. He gets Kapara and Shemayim. Korban also brings him kapara, but the now even though the misa he doesn't force him to die, but assuming when he gets misa he does tshuva, I assume you need tshuva, you know. But you know, is that even, you don't have to choose the misa yourself, but doesn't force you to do get misa and you do tshuva, you get kapara. Korban the same thing, doesn't force you to bring a korban, you do tshuva, you get kapara. He says chaimesh is not for the kapara, it's not ma'akev the kapara. So therefore, what I'm assuming he's saying is the same story that we basically said, is that since it's not ma'akev the kapara, so then kapara things. Chaimesh is not kapara. Chaimesh is something else. It's not a kapara then. It's not a kapara din, so therefore it doesn't go into Rameyer's Kava Chaimer. But yet, even though the Shita says it doesn't go into Rameyer's Kava Chaimer, that fits into what we're saying, what Rabbi Naaman Simon said, is that Rameyer is limited only to things that are much closer. Rameyer is only learning out things that are in the kapara. Misa's kapara. It's not in the Bechlah Masayimana because it's not kapara. Yeah, I'm sorry, you wanted to say something? No?
Which Tiber Mosque was that in the Shita?
The Shita, the little teeny Shita. I only need little Shitas. Ma'anapiv. Ma'anapiv, she came Mechaiva Chaimish. He says, Koshini, the Karde of my Karde, from the Moreno Arab Nun Reish Nun. No, you don't see it? Maybe in your print, it's not, they don't have, they have, maybe it's not a separate Tibi Amasco. It might start there. Might go Ashem Haino Corbin. No. You went off. You disappeared. I don't know what you got there.
He's on mute, but beyond Pesa.
Sorry, I don't know what he got. Anyway, I'm reading in the Eitzer. You know, they put all this farm to Kobates. So they have a Diriam Asko Mana Piv Shekame Chaibo Corbin from Moreno Harab, Nun Reshva. It's only four lines, the whole piece. But there was an earlier piece from the same person on Diriam Asko Ushim Haino Corbin. Okay, I think I want to go back.
Can I ask a question? clarify?
Yeah, I said so. And we won't go weiter.
No, this line that talks about chumash is definitely saying that Rav Meir holds that there's the carbon by chumash. So again,
where are you
in the Gemara when it says chumash in the answer? Lo kasher b'chiyuv Rav Meir's relay ki hechi the mechayev le carbon mekal b'chum mechayev le chumash. Did I go ahead? Did I jump ahead?
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, we did that.
Okay. So this is clearly saying Rav Meir, according to the step in the Gemara, holds.
In the Gemara's answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is clearly saying that Rav Meir holds that his Kal V'chomer applies to Asham.
But that was only the answer. But the Havamina didn't hold that way.
I agree with Rav Meir to the Havamina. I love the Havamina. In the answer, doesn't this turn Rav Meir's Kal V'chomer into an illogical Kal V'chomer, mathematical?
Oh, okay, because I don't know.
Or is it like a low flow?
Because maybe the this difference is you know, it's not so clear that this difference I don't know. The honest truth is, if you look at that shita, I don't know if you have that shita. Higufa seems to be bothered your problem, I'll tell you the truth, because he explains the Gemara's answer. You know, we always point out when their Marach explain the Mishani, so there must be a reason. Higufa explains the Gemara's Mishani, and he says that there's a new Kal V'chomer. That if in the Chayva Korban Achamor, which is chudin azara, so mamin, which is not chudin azara.
What happened to Misa?
I don't know. But so it does sound like, it sounds almost like the shita is, it almost sounds like the shita is agreeing with you, Rav, that you can't, the group of the Gemara's kasha was so good that the Gemara's kasha was so good that it didn't make sense how can the Gemara answer that it's not in the Kal V'chomer. It sounds like that's what Cooper he's saying, is that once he gives his answer that's not in the Kal V'chomer, so then he has to make up a new Kal V'chomer to put it in, because it's not in the old Kal V'chomer. So it really sounds like.
Would it be too wild to say differently than his answer and just say that once the mayor has his Kal V'chomer, then he says, well, low plug carbon to carbon, and then since you have Asham, then you also have Chomesh?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know how low plugs work. You know, we don't know. Yes, low plug. No, low plug. You know, we don't know.
I mean, it sounds like the words of the Gemara, "Hainu carbon." That sounds like a low plug.
But we only know that
means a low plug, or it's just saying that in the lashon that when Rav Meir spoke about carbon, he meant Ashen is included in his lashon. I don't know if he's saying in lambda. I don't know if the Gemara has explained the lumdis. You're saying, the Gemara is saying, Ashem Haino Korban, then that's why it's the din. It could be the Gemara just saying, since Rav Meir said Korban, and Ashem is a Korban, Rav Meir obviously said it's din by Korban. It's a simen, not a siva. It's a simen, since Ashem is a Korban, so it's a simen, then Rav Meir said it's din by Ashem too. But not,
well, it can't not, be the same lumdis as Korban.
What?
What can it be the same lambda, same Kal V'chomer as carbon?
No, because we're explaining that the Havamina was that Rav Meir's Kal V'chomer doesn't apply to Ashim.
So good. And the answer is that Ashim is not as different as you think. It's really like carbon. And the Kal V'chomer does apply.
Okay, that's also true. But that's not low plug.
No.
Ashim Haino Korban, that it's a same logic. Okay, that's also fine. Yes, I agree with you. In other words, Okay. I just a little plug I don't agree with. I'm not ready to say. In other words, either the Gemara is saying a lashon thing, or better, yes, you're better. You're right. You're saying better than me. I agree. That you're saying better. That the Gemara is saying that the same svara that we said by Corbin does apply to Ashen, because it really is the same.
Rabbi, okay. Rabbi was saying from the Shita. Rabbi was saying from the Shita that he makes up
by Chaimish, not by Ashen. Okay, right. Let's finish the Gemara. Come on, I had my fun for the week of going there, but let's finish the Gemara so we can do the
exciting. Where does the Pasuk fit in then? If Ashem is the same, then where does the Pasuk
fit? I don't know if there is a Pasuk. I don't know what Psukim there are. I don't know the Psukim.
Benny, you don't want to do the Ksos?
The Psukim by Ashem is the same Psukim by everywhere else. And just like Rameyer is Daichik, the Pasuk by Corbin, he can be Daichik, the Pasuk by Ashem. It's the same type of Pasuk. Okay, let's go further. Eva, we have a kasha. Not a biv shekain ain't no bakasha bazama. Tomar beidim sheyeshne bakasha bazama. I'll show you a case where piv is better than eidim, because piv is ain't no bakasha bazama. Let's see Rashi. Eino bakosha bazama. Him hold it over mana. Ubo eide mechishu. Neymar ain't chokai lo klum. Eino nifter bekach. Even though Adam say you're wrong, we don't care. So does bow them, give me Adam. Same phrase as before. Hashem gain Adam, yesh bakosha bazama. She'im bo shnayim eidem v'chishum always imam eidem v'shayim amen al piyem. So we see that piv is better than eidem.
Rabbi asked, the Gemara was Rabbi earlier asking, the Gemara should have asked this earlier.
What? Yes. So that is strange. I agree. I'm agreeing. I don't know if it's, I'm getting in trouble. I'm agreeing with Chaim twice in one day. About 10 minutes, it's very dangerous. But I agree, that's a valid question. In other words, Mechara, this din of the Yain of Akash Razama is just another way of saying, Hodas Baldim Gimea Eidim. Mechara, that Rashi himself quotes that, Hodas Baldim Gimea Eidim. So, Mechara, that's what Hodas Baldim Gimea Eidim meant. So, the Gemara is very funny. They quoted this principle before. For some reason, now they use different words to say the same principle, and they wake up as if it's a big kasha. Like you said this before. This was like you said this before. Well, the opiv ena mechayv omav. Well, does bound that may edim dami.
No, we're comparing it now to edim.
That's what meya edim dami means. Rashi says that's what meya edim means. Rashi here, right here, says what does meya edim mean? That you beat Adam. Because that's what Rashi quotes. Oh, does bow then give me Adam. Our Rashi in our Gemara quotes, oh, does bow then give me Adam. So obviously that's what those words mean. So if that's what those words mean, so it's like it's such a funny Gemara. Like the Gemara says, Gvaldig Akasha. They mentioned it already before, and they just make believe like it's not there. And then all of a sudden they wake up. Oh, what about all those mountains? You may hate them, dummy. Like, what were you know, like, it's just very strange.
I mean, when we were using it before, we were saying it's more powerful or just as powerful?
What?
When we were using it before, were we saying that it's more powerful or just as powerful?
Gemara from before only needed to say it's equal. The Gemara, because the original Kavah Chaimer was that Adam is Mechaibo and Piv's not Mechaibo Mamet.
Now we're showing
it. And they asked Akasha that, what do you mean? Piv is also Mechaibo Mamet because it says all does bad. And now the Gemara wakes up and say, well, not only is Piv also, it's even more. But they quoted this price, so that said it already. For all does bad and Gemara Adam dummy. And Rashi said it was a price. And so they knew that. They had to know that it's more powerful because that's what Hodos Baldin Kimeya Adim Dami means. It's what Rashi says. You know, if that's a Rashi here, maybe you could have told me that that's not what Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim Dami means. But Rashi here says, the Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim. So apparently that's what those words mean. So the Gemara said that before.
No, they were equal before.
Maybe first the Gemara is going through all the things.
Maybe before it's only equal.
What?
Now before it was only equal. Now he's saying it's better.
But Rashi, if the words mean it's only equal, so why is Rashi quoting it now?
A new pshat.
Maybe the concept is
what Rashi is saying, the Gemara is a new pshat of those bound that may aid him. Gemara here, the Gemara was mechadesh. A noob shan.
So yes, because if it's equal, it would be like tray a tray.
So that's what happened. The Gemara before did not understand what Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim, and now the Gemara is a noob shot. Why is Rashi quoting it? Because those words don't prove anything.
Here is a different case. It's with a taina.
Rashi quotes Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim. That means, why is Rashi quoted here? Rashi quotes it because that proves the point. So that means if it proves the point, then the Gemara had to know it before. If Rav Nosson Meltzer is right that those words are ambiguous, and Hodos Baal Din Kameya Eitim could just mean, since Trey Kameya, it could just mean it's a standoff. So then what's Rashi gaining by quoting it?
Rashi's saying, telling us that gufa can be extended that much further.
So what Rashi's telling you, the Gemara now is changing pshat in what the words Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim Dami mean.
Extending the pshat beyond what it knew beforehand.
Okay, but that's very daichik, that the Gemara before didn't know what the words Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim, and now the Gemara is changing pshat in those words. Why? Where does, no one says that. I mean, without Rashi, no one would say that the Gemara is arguing in what pshat in those words. I would have said, if I would say like you, I would say if the Gemara before read, that's what the words meant before, the words mean that way the same now. Like, but where did Rashi get a right to say that the Gemara is arguing what those words mean? I mean, it's just
maybe the Gemara,
very radical.
Okay, another more Balbadish suggestion. That the Gemara here is just saying that the first it's going through all the things that Eidim Rechayiv and Kippur Mechayiv. And now this is like a second level question. Right, what happens when they go up against each other? Right, so the Gemara could have asked this originally, but wanted to first go through all the questions of Eidim's Mechayiv this, Kippur's not Mechayiv, and then, you know, we have an answer. Once we go through all those, then we get to the second level question, which is
I agree with you. The Maisa, it does succeed in
Rebbe, normally we say it does Baal Din Kameya Eitim Dami. So now we weren't discussing if two other Eitim come to him, right? What happens, right? If they say you with us, I don't know, that whatever they somehow there's a Havamina that there's Hachosha here against that person, may Eitim in the Hanami. But let's say I have 100 Eitim on the other side, right? Meaning Trey Kameya, I have two Eitim.
Someone already beat you to it. You're saying that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim does not mean that it's better than Meya Eitim, because since Trey Kameya, so Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim just means it's a standoff. But and only now is the Gemara Mechadesh that the two Eidim, that the Hodor's Baal Din wins. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, but I don't know whether the Gemara knows the switch, though.
If the okay, Gemara thought... but my problem with that shot is, if that's the case, so then the words Hodor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim do not prove the new din, because the Gemara in the Havamina also knew that phrase, and they thought that it's not stronger than Eidim. So Rashi shouldn't quote the phrase of Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim to prove this new point. In other words, according to your pshat, the Gemara knew Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim, but they thought it just means it's trey v'trey. Now they're mechadesh. No, it's not better than trey v'trey. The Odor's Baal Din wins. So don't bring a raya from the phrase Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim, because the phrase Odor's Baal Din Kameya Eitim might only mean trey v'trey. So Rashi who brings. Whereas if we did have Rashi, this would be a fine shot. If we did have Rashi, you could say the Gemara was before unaware of the fact that Hodos Baldin beats Edim. They were only focusing that it's equal. And Kameya Edim is like you say, Trey Kameya, then it's equal, it's a standoff. And now they're saying, no, that it's even, it beats Hakosha and Azava. But Rashi, who throws in that did Hodos Baldin Kameya Edim, seems to clearly say that that's what Hodos Baldin Kameya Edim means. So, because otherwise, what's his raya from Hodos Baldin Kameya Edim? If the Gemara and the Havamina knew it, then they didn't think that's what it meant. So obviously, that's what it means. And if that's what it means, then the Gemara and the Havamina also knew that's what it meant. Otherwise, again, Rashi has no raya. If that phrase is ambiguous, then Rashi bringing it doesn't tell us anything. So obviously we see from Rashi that the phrase Hodos Baldin Kameya Edim is a clear-cut phrase. It means it's Mamish Kameya Edim. It's better than two Edim. So then it's very Chaim Goren's original Kasha. It's a good Kasha. So then the Gemara quoted this phrase before. So the Gemara is like it's almost like playing games. There's like blatant problem. And we're playing, Nishvishendik, I don't know my Yiddish, making believe like it doesn't exist.
Maybe we're just keeping
I gotta get my Yiddish corrected. Rabbi Melton wants to correct my Yiddish. What?
Nishvishendik.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay, thank you. I want everyone to know, Hodos Baldin Kameya Edim, when I was in the yeshiva, if I ever got stuck on an unkelis, I always asked Rabbi Melton. And that's what the yeshiva's mumcha on learning unkelis. So he's my word man. That was
there's a story behind that.
Okay.
When I first got to the yeshiva, I came from a Hebrew speaking school. I didn't know any unkelis. I didn't know any targum. So I was in Rabbi Chachir in Israel. And so I decided to go on an unkelis learning curve. So every week, I took 10 words, made my own little dictionary, and by 6 months, I was like 80% proficient.
Okay, pretty amazing. I still can't read on Unkelis. Okay.
Arshkol actually put out a translation Unkelis.
What?
Arshkol put out a translation Unkelis. My father got it from me.
There's a new safer on now.
What?
This is new safer. Nice Ma'atzvi.
Matzvi.
Sorry, backwards, but
okay.
It's put out by this person who lived recently, and it has a parish on all the different words in the entire, not all the words, but some of the words, and it contrasts with other Rishonim. It's
just Unkelis, nice. We're also talking Yonis Ben Ozio.
Well, this is on Unkelis.
Only on
Unkelis.
Okay.
It's a regular Chumash, but it has on the side.
Okay.
Like a Pirish on the Unkelis.
Okay, anyway, let me get back here. So I'm a little stuck. I don't want to spend time on this. I don't think I'm going to spend time. We want to spend time on Skype.
No,
we're going to, but it's. I think it's a good question. It's a good question.
What's the umdana? If you have a tray, you throw it out or you keep the status quo. That's all I'm saying. Right. Rashi seems to be saying that the chiddush is by Hodos Baldin, we keep the status quo in a nifter bakach.
No, that means that we listen to him or even Maisi Mamon based on that. We go by what he said. Let's say he's muksik, right? He's muksik. He says, my couch in my house is yours. And then two Edim say it's not yours. And he's chayzer. He says, oh, I take it back. You can't be chayzer. And then Bezin will go in and take away the couch from him because it's ain't about chashim azoma. So his odah is better than the two Edim.
But maybe it's just a technicality. That's what I'm saying. What? Maybe it's just a technicality. He's not by chashim azoma. He's not that he's believed more. He's not in the parasha chashim azoma.
Okay, whatever it is. But the end result is that he's believed more. That's the end result. I mean, we'll have to see, but that's what we get into the size. Is this true?
Maybe Chaim said it's not so balabatish, because the way the Gemara is using it before was specifically just to for Enford to say that Mamet that Piv is also Mechaiva Mamet. He wasn't putting them up head to head against the two of them.
I understand it, but it's just like the Gemara was walking on blinders. They quoted this phrase. This phrase obviously creates another problem. You're not focusing on it, but it's there. It's staring you in the face. So then you start flying all over Shas to quote about, you know, this is, you go to Croesus and about you know, Rameyer. I don't know where that Mishnah is.
You're flying all over Shas.
And then you come back. Oh, you know, that phrase that I quoted with Haldos, Bound, and Kimeya Adim that everybody knows, that slugs us up. It's just like a very Munda Gemara. Like, you know, it's almost like the Gemara is playing a game. That's what we said. There's like a blatant slug up from the thing that you yourself just quoted. Okay, Enochinami, you weren't focusing on that part of it, but it's there. It's pretty blatantly slugging you up, and you're just ignoring it, and then you're going out. Okay, anyway, the Maisa Sunday, I want to start doing the Ksais. The Ksais is by basic kasha is that this Gemara shrugs up the Mari Ben Leiv, because according to Mari Ben Leiv, that although it's bound in his working house Matana, so the fact that it's when Adam contradict, they're not really contradicting you. It's not, it's a lie. It's not that it's Eino Ba'achoshim Azama. It's because the Adam aren't being machish you. Because you're saying, I want to give him a matana. The Adim aren't denying. You want to give him a matana? Give him a matana. Give him the eight. So the whole Gemara doesn't seem to read with the Mari Ben Leiv. If you learn, it's a dinem on it. So then, you know, the Hodos Baldin is a din Adis. So then the Gemara makes sense. The other Adim are contradicting you. And yet we believe this age is more than that age. So we see that Dos Baldin is stronger. But if it's working midin matana, so of course it's not Bakashim Azama, it's not Shaykh Akashim Azama, because we're not discussing the same thing. I say I want to give you a present, and they say I don't owe the money. We know no one ever denied that I thought that we owe the money. We're chayiv because I want to give you a present. So this is, we have to see, the Ksais has a whole bunch of kashas on the Mari Ben Leiv. So what we would like to do, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't think we're the only ones that do it, but we want to try, and obviously you have to change the Pshat and Mari Ben Leiv a little bit. You have to, you know, have to fix it up. But otherwise, Mari Ben Leiv has numerous steers in this Gemara.
Where do you ever see the Mari Ben Leiv is, we can see that inside?
What Mari Ben Leiv seems to say that Aldous Baldwin.
Where can we see that inside the Mari Ben Leiv?
It's in the Ksais that was quoted. I sent the Ksais.
The one that was 3 years ago.
Well, a month ago, I don't know, a week ago. So in the he starts, he quotes Mari Ben Leiv, that his question is, why is Aldous Baldwin work? He's a Karev, Adam Karev, so Asmo. So he said it worked through Matana. Okay, and we'll see. We'll do that Beis Hashem Sunday. The only thing I just would request, there's a slight possibility that I won't be able to give Shir Sunday. So maybe just check the emails or don't, because there's
when
a
will Rebbe know?
What?
When will Rebbe know?
I'm gonna have to find out. There's a dedication in Boca. My son's kolo is being dedicated, and I have to go.
Who?
What?
Who's the dedication to?
Someone gave money, obviously, and they're dedicated it. So I have to go. But the only thing is, I'm going to try and sneak out for an hour from the dedication. And, you know, I'll bring my computer with me. And I'll ask them to give me an office here. And I'll sneak out, you know, for an hour from the speeches. But I'm assuming I can do it. I'm assuming, you know, and I'll try and work it out. I assume I can do it. It doesn't sound so crazy. If Benjamin Simon could do it at a wedding, right? So I can do it at a dedication.
And from Dallas.
Right.
Next week, I can do it.
But there is always a possibility that I won't succeed, that the internet connection won't work in Boca. You know, you always, when you're in a different location, I can't. I'm assuming it should work. There should be, you know, I'll get from my son the internet connection or the colo, Rebbe doesn't have a smartphone, right? And I'll do it. I don't see why it should work.
Rebbe doesn't have a smartphone, right?
No, I don't have a
smartphone. That's why I can use on my phone when I need to. And other guys I know.
No, I don't have a smartphone. But I'm assuming I'll just go into the office here. They have an office, the Kodo, and the dedication is outside. They're putting up a tent so I can get into